I'm Maria Dudzak. It's that time of year to check in with Girls on the Run. I'm guessing that program's starting up again. Joining us to tell us a bit more about that, we have Erin Riddle, Becca Doyle, and Erica Paquette. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
And who, and guest?
Morgan.
Morgan. Hi, Morgan.
Future Girl on the Run.
Yeah,
that's right.
Okay, and tell us, I guess, a bit about Girls on the Run.
Girls on the Run is a program in our community that supports our young ladies and builds the whole girl through healthy lifestyle choices for physical, mental, emotionally, and even spiritual through the schools. And WISH sponsors us, and it's a great opportunity for girls to just get out there and try something new and face a challenge and movement, healthy movement. It doesn't have to be running, but we do love to run.
And you can walk or whatever it may be that works
for
you.
Absolutely.
And what age range is this for?
We are grades 3 through 6.
Yeah, it depends on the school. So some schools are 3rd through 5th and some are 4th through 6.
Right.
And so is that at all, most of the schools? I mean, it's not high school level.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. But this year we have teams at Tonga School of Arts and Sciences, Fawn Mountain, and Houtling, where Becca is a coach. And then we also are going to have a team in Craig on Prince of Wales again. And we're recruiting for coaches in Petersburg. They're starting their program back up, too. So we're looking for coaches all over southern Southeast Alaska.
And has it been this extensive in years? It seems like 1 year it was just at one school.
Yeah, so the program came to Alaska in 2008, AWARE and Juno. So they're like our council sponsor. And they brought it here. It started in 2009 in Ketchikan, and at that point they did just have one team, and I think they had to limit it to just, it was a pretty small number. So now we've been able to expand any school that wants to have a program. You know, they definitely can if they're interested. And then the teams go up to usually 20 girls. It just depends on how many coaches we can find. So, yeah, it's a much bigger program. I think last year we had almost 50 girls in Ketchikan participate and almost 20 on Prince of Wales. So it's a pretty large activity.
And how are people signing up now? Are you out in the recruitment process? Where are you with Girls on the Run?
We are currently recruiting coaches for this spring, so anyone who's interested, Erica will give her contact information here probably at the end. But I really encourage people in this community to get involved with the program. It is such an important program for young girls. Last year was my first year coaching, and I think if you don't spend a lot of time around girls in this age group, you might not be aware of all the challenges that they face in our society. One of the experiences I had my first day of coaching, Girls on the Run, were hanging out before the practice had started, and the girls were talking about push-ups, and they must have done push-ups in gym class that day, and they're like, I only do girl push-ups, and referring to like push-ups on your knees instead of in a plank position, and the coaches and I were immediately like, no, those aren't girl push-ups, those are modified push-ups. And they argued with us about it. And it was amazing to me, like at this age, they've already internalized these messages that there is something inherently different, inherently weaker, something lesser than about being a girl. And that is a thing that this program really tries to address, teaching girls how to be the strongest, healthiest, best version of themselves, and to teach them that they are capable of doing difficult things. And it's, I think, a message that is not delivered strongly enough to young women. Even today, in 2016, this is still a thing that girls are dealing with.
And I know for me, as a coach who started the program as a buddy runner 4 years ago, it has meant a lot to me as a female and has reminded me of some things that I had let go of and forgotten along the way. And one thing that I've encountered is when I speak to women in our community about this, they think they can't do it, or they're not a good fit. And I just encourage them, because it's a mosaic of girls. We need a mosaic of women and all different stages and all different lifestyles and all different talents and gifts. That's what we're trying to build up in our girls. And we need to model that and mirror that in our coaching. And so if you're at the walking phase, we have girls who walk. If you're at the running phase, if you're at the holy cow Aaron Riddle phase, like we need it all so that the girls can see it in action, what we're speaking to them, that we really mean it, and this is what it looks like.
I like that, the holy cow thing.
Thanks.
Your reputation precedes you. So, I'm guessing it's female coaches. Are there any male coaches, or can men
be
coaches?
We do. Yeah, men can coach
absolutely.
As well. So we've had. I think Becca had a.
I've had Coast Guard connections, and we've had Coast Guard coaches come out, and so given a shout out to the Coasties. We are definitely including you because last year we had a girl who wanted to run, and they have to have a buddy runner, and she's running about a 6 to 7 minute mile, and none of us at our school could do that. And so it was just really awesome that this guy came out, and he's still continuing to buddy run with her. Even like the relationship extends beyond girls on the run, and it's really a beautiful thing.
What is the commitment to be a coach or buddy runner?
So for coaches, we have 2 practices a week over 24 weeks. So they're about an hour and a half each. You got to be there maybe 15 minutes before, depending on your site, and then stay until all the girls are picked up. So we say like a 3 to 5 hour commitment if you want to be a full-time coach every week. And then we also, if we have enough, like we'll do part-time where, you know, like one set of coaches will coach on, say, like Wednesday. The other one will coach on Friday. So it really, we can, if you want to coach, we can fit your schedule. If you only have one day a week that you're able to do it, if you just want to be a fill-in coach, which is like if somebody calls out, so maybe once or twice a month you fill in, and then, yeah, full-time coaches.
And the other thing that we got last year at Houtling was junior coaches from the high school. And girls that had been in the program before came over. And that was really awesome for our girls, too, to see high schoolers who'd been through the program and were continuing in their high school careers with healthy choices and coming back and wanting to be with them and build relationships with them. So even high schoolers can participate. Erica, is it 16 or does it matter?
Yeah, I think for junior coaches, we're like 16, 17. For them to like count as like an extra trusted person, but some places do have, you know, like middle schoolers come in and do, and Becca like employees, like, you know, another.
I had a runner who had an injury and she couldn't be an official girl on the run, and she was a 5th grader last year, and so she helped me count laps and give out lap counters. So just finding ways to keep because she wanted to be a girl on the run, she just was limited, but we found a way to keep her involved.
Okay. And what do you need to do? Do you have to have special skills to be a coach? Do you get trained? What does it take to be a coach?
So no skills necessary. We will train. So every new coach is required to go through. It's like an 8-hour, you know, one day training where we just kind of like talk about the program standards, like safety and policy stuff. We run through a lesson, and then we really like do some activities that connect people like back to, you know, like remembering the way they felt when they were that age and everything. So, and once you've gone through one coach training, you never have to do it again. You're like a trained coach forever. So even people who might not be able to do like a full-time commitment this year, like they can still come and do the coach training and then you're good to go. You can fill in, you know, maybe if down the road you want to be a full-time coach. And then everybody goes through, you know, like background checking. And that's just to make sure like we don't have any abuse, neglect, things like that. So like I also want to encourage people, like if you have like something on your record, don't let it discourage you from coaching. Like we're just looking for specific things. And what else do we have to do? That's about it. Yeah, 8-hour coaches training, sitting on a coach, a preseason coach meeting, and just kind of deal with me checking in with you throughout the season, and you're pretty much good to go.
And when do these runs usually happen? I'm guessing after school times.
Yeah, so most of the the programs will meet directly after school, so they, you know, give the girls 15 minutes to go get dressed. Like, we provide a healthy snack before or after each practice, depending on what the coaches want to do. And then, so it's usually, you know, say most of the teams are done by 5 or 5:15. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a little bit earlier of a commitment, like 3:30, I think,
yeah.
Typically.
Yeah, Outlane is 3:30 to 5. And right after schools to keep the girls there, and then you only have to worry about one transfer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you need to be available in the afternoons. Are there ever weekend runs, or is it usually just during school time?
Just on the 5K. So we do ask that all the coaches, like, obviously sometimes people can't make it to the 5K, but that is on a Saturday, and it is kind of like a required thing for coaching. So that's not until May. Last year, I think ours was May 21st
or something around there. It was after the totem.
And the 5K is a ton of fun.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing at the end of the season to see how proud the girls were to be able to do the 5K, how much fun it was to just spend a day at the lake. We rent canoes. We put up a big balloon arch, and there's lots of snacks and running around. People's families come.
Yeah.
It's the 5K is wonderful, and the girls really love it. And I would just like to stress what a great way this is to be involved in the community. Mm-hmm. So anyone out there who is feeling like they want to be more involved in the community here, I think Girls on the Run for men or women is a great way to volunteer and help kids out in this town.
Yeah, when you see the girls and you, some of them realize this is the hardest thing that they've ever done or a goal that they've set and they've actually accomplished, and it's kind of that first time that they've done it. I mean, the lights in their eyes and the smiles on their faces, you just can't exchange that.
So you're recruiting coaches, looking for coaches and buddies. What about actual young participants? Are you how are you reaching out to them? Is that just something individually done in schools, or how do you get the girls?
Well, Becca starts way ahead since she's also a teacher, so she's already got.
I have like a dozen in my class. I'm like, every single girl needs to do this. I talk about it at parent teacher conferences, and then actually in my school, I have a lot of previous runners who serve as my spokespeople. That I'm like, so are you talking to so and so about Girls on the Run? Are you checking in with so and so about Girls on the Run? Are you going to see if they're doing it? I have the girls do it too. But I know in other schools.
At other schools, we have usually a site liaison, or I'll go in and do, like, just go in and talk to each class about the program, and then we send home information for parents. So it is like a, you know, we ask people to commit like a sport, but of course, if people can't afford it, you know, it's a $100 fee. If they can't afford it, you know, we cover the sponsorship costs and everything like that. So, yeah, we just kind of go in classroom to classroom, and there's usually a Girls on the Run champion at every school, somebody who's done it in the past or coached or is going to coach this year. So we really have, I mean, it's definitely a program. I just started coordinating it last year, and so it was really easy because it is such a well-known, respected, I mean, people have really done a lot of work on it, and so it really speaks for itself. You don't have to do much, like, as far as recruitment for students.
All right, anything else you want to add?
I think we covered it.
Okay, and then if people are interested in getting involved, what is your contact info?
Okay, you can give me a call at 228-4090, or you can email me at arika.p@wishak.org.
Okay.
Or you can track us down on the street.
Yeah.
Just anywhere. Like, come find us and
That's
talk
right.
to us.
Helena
about
Elementary,
Girls
you can
on the
find
Run.
Me.
If you see someone running, they may be involved.
Yeah, right? Yes. Stop
and
me
if they're
and ask
not,
me.
You should stop them and tell them they should be involved.
That's right.
There you
That's
go.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
Erin Riddle, Becca Doyle, Erica Paquette, and little Morgan, bless you, belated bless you there. I had a little coughing fit as well, and a future Girl on the Run.
Yes. That's right.